We continue in our second week this time of preparation. And I was home last week, and my parents were getting the decorations going. And I'm famous at my house for not being that much help. I mostly walk around with a coffee cup, supervise what's going on. Occasionally, because I'm tall, I'm asked to hold up a light or a piece of garland. And I find that skill set has translated very well to priesthood. So that's been helpful. But we really do have to take seriously this time of preparation. And the church gives us these readings, which really dovetail well with each other. First of all, we hear from the prophet Isaiah. And he says that we have to make the path straight, to lower the hills and raise up the valleys. And why is this? Why do we have to make straight this way of the Lord? The Lord can enter our hearts through any sort of path, but we have to be able to see Him, to be able to actually encounter Him on the road. And the problem with a twisted life is that that's all the cause of sin. Sin makes what should be a direct relationship with God, as our parents had in the Garden of Eden, make that straight path possible. But sin twists that. And so what this is really a call to do is to straighten out that path. And we don't have to do it alone. Christ doesn't wait for us to straighten the path before He comes to us. He just waits for us to get started. We have to make that first step. And then Christ comes into our lives and helps us to straighten that path together. A path that makes it not only possible for Him, but for all kinds of the love of others to come into our hearts. So we have to work together to straighten those paths, to raise the valleys of our lives, to lower those mountains of pride that get in the way of our relationship with God. And that starts with repentance. The same kind of repentance that St. John the Baptist is talking about. He came in to a world that had been living in the darkness for a long time, under Roman rule, forgetting that God was very near to them. And so their sins had become many. But St. John the Baptist came into the world, and he provided that light that Isaiah had already foretold, using many of the same words. But now it was even more urgent because Christ was actually among them, though they did not know Him yet. And so He called people to a life of repentance, again, to straightening the paths, to be that voice crying in the wilderness to make straight the way of the Lord. And these are the important things that we have to do during Advent, because this is really a time of preparation all over the place. If we think about what we do at Advent, especially halfway through, we begin to really get ready for the holidays. Perhaps we have people coming to our house from out of town or for a Christmas party. And before we ever begin to decorate, we have to begin by cleaning up the house. And then we begin to decorate the house to welcome others and to add to that festive atmosphere of joy, the kind of joy that Christ wants to bring us. So first and foremost, if we're going to get ready spiritually for Christ, we have to clean the house. And so, again, that involves repenting of our sins, which is done most fully in the sacrament of confession. I mentioned that last week, and I was in the confessional for 2 hours on Thursday, so I don't know if I want to mention it again, but that's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's great to be there and have people come back in that full communion with the Lord. When we do that together, we end up having a clean soul, that clean home for the Lord to enter. We make straight all those paths that we've twisted since our last confession, and we make it a straight path for our Lord to enter our hearts. And then we have to decorate our soul. And how do we do that? We do that through our daily prayers, through our good works, through our reading of Scripture. You know, everyone in this parish is always so generous anyway, but around Christmas time, I'm always amazed at all the extra opportunities we provide and how people really step up to the plate, whether it's contributing to the toy drive or using the angel tree or the many opportunities for giving we have at things like our Christmas market yesterday. There's so many opportunities to give at Christmas time, and this is an opportunity again for us to decorate our souls with those good works, with that generosity, that openness of heart that then hopefully lasts the whole year long. And of course, we're not just preparing for Christmas Day itself or the coming of our Lord at Christmas. We're also preparing for that coming of the Lord at the end of our life. Because if we keep this spirit of repentance and decorating our soul with good works and prayer all year round, then we'll be wide awake when the Lord comes. We don't know when He'll come. In the second reading, St. Paul talks about, for the Lord, 1,000 days or 1,000 years are like a day, and a day like 1,000 years. So we don't know the day or the hour. But we don't have to worry about it if we continue to live this Advent preparation all the year long. Whenever He comes, we'll be ready for Him. And He'll be able to tell us that He came on the straight path that we had created directly into our hearts. So if we really take this seriously, and we begin to prepare in these last 2 weeks spiritually for our Lord, then we'll really be ready for whenever He comes. So the time has come for us all, myself included, to put down the coffee cups and to actually start to hold up the garland and put things up and put things right. Because if we do that, then we'll be ready for Christ, not just now, but every day of our lives.